Parsha Shlach. Every Parsha of Soloveitchik used to explain that there was a theme, a common theme. And we know that to be true. Usually the Haftorah focuses on either a major theme in the Parsha, or really exploits the a common thread that goes through the Parsha. These Parshios, and everyone knows that Parsha Shlach is the harbinger of the Tisha B'Av. Rashi tells us that the night that they cried, so Rashi tells us that because they cried that night, the Kadosh Baruch Hu designated this night, which was Tisha B'Av, to be a night of Churban, a night which Klal Yisrael would be crying. So let me begin at the end of the parsha with Mitzvah Tzitzis, because that seems to be out of place. What is the message that we see from Tzitzis that somewhat speaks to the message of the parsha? And we know that the pasuk says the Mantiskeru v'asisem is kol mitzvasai v'hiyisem kedoshim l'lokeichem, and you see the Tzitzis, you will remember. Vasisim, and you will do all of the mitzvos, and you'll be kadosh to Hashem. So the Meshech Chachma says, Kavonis mitzvah tzitzis l'dati kach. The kavana, the idea behind mitzvah tzitzis, is that you do a habara yisparach b'chachmatzo misachedes imo. We all know the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his great wisdom, bara mitzias re'u yalo, created reality that's re'u yalo. He taught it al shleimusa v'chachmaso, and the creation really is a testament to God's fullness or completeness and wisdom. Umitziyasa mechuyavas v'kodemas. Ulam, however, olam hashefa baros buri. Our world is not complete. Zekihiniya chosa lebala bechira, because it was left for man who has free will. Uchamamar hakosav ha'oriz nosan l'bnei Adam. It's in Tehillim we say, Oriz, the land is given to b'nei Adam. Shu yashlem b'riyosa, that he will complete its completion. V'yapik osola inyin niskav v'naleh. V'zeh, quoting the Medrash b'hibaram, Bereshis, al tikre b'hibaram elo b'avraham. Avraham, meaning the purpose of the world was for Avraham, the Avraham to bring in this idea of incompletion, completion, and worship of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'im ha'adam mi'yashar darkar v'shomer pekudas habari yisparach, if man follows his derech, oz ha'teva kli chefetz esel hashkocha, even the teva, even nature, will be completed through this Shomer of Torah and Mitzvahs. B'tispashe kochoseho le'engvul. And he will succeed where there is no gvul to stop him. K'mo shematzanu b'shnei deshimim ben shetach sh'osim k'shnei k'loyos. As we know in the times of Shimon ben Shetach, it used to rain on Wednesdays and on Wednesday evenings, when people were not walking around, and therefore, and the rain was so great that the fruit and the vegetables were beyond, you know, normal measure. And what does that mean? Haynu shadai v'rav hachana seichin v'osev ezmin le'olam o'shahem yuklu l'hotzi habriyash l'musa bi'ofen atzvay gamke. That even nature changes, even nature perfects itself when man, or when the Jew is shomer Torah mitzvahs. Im yishmeru darchi Hashem le'ofen niskavi ofen yosel ala. Ad, if we do this, ad ki yeitzi megeda hateva le'inyan eloki. Be godly. And that's what Rabbi Kiva explained on the Mila. He was asked, what is greater, the ma'isim, the actions of God, or the actions of man? V'heishav ma'ase basar v'dam. K'mo galuska yofa yosev achitim. It's like we make a beautiful cake, a beautiful cookie. L'chein gam mitzvahs mila, rotzai kadosh baruch hu la'aniach la'adam. Shiela l'malis gader gam begufo. The whole idea of the bris mila, God left something there for man to perfect in himself, to complete even in his own body. L'chein bara mosoros bebriya. And that's why he created additional skin in his creation. For Adam Yavo v'yima basar alasa. Uveze yachtam lehiyos eved la'Hashem. And that's how you become an eved la'Hashem. To be part, to become a shitta, to become a partner in creativity. V'lochein matzana b'yirushalmi v'medrash rabba al hada darish reb levi. Mol Avram ein ksiv ela nimol Avraham. Bada gazamtsu nimzos atzma nimo shetzokalov kiburchia Rabbi Akiva. He says that's a lie. What do you mean? Been make kichol inyan mitzvus milahu maj shechivan habari yisper shenich basaros beria. The whole idea, which Shemesh Achlechler is explaining with Rabbi Akiva was trying to show that the world itself was created as incomplete. And it's man's job to complete the world. And indeed, as we complete the world, the teva itself, it's not simply dealing in the world of morality and spirituality. The physical world can come to a greater level, a greater height, simply by man being a shomer Torah u'mitzvahs. Along these lines, after he, it's a very long Meshach Chachma. He turns now to the whole mitzvah of tzitzis. And now that I say, Lefi haktam aseinu kodem, ki habriya adayin lenigbar, now that we understand that the creation itself is not complete, v'hiniya chabari yisbarach levechiri, shuyashna mosam v'hu yotziyen elishle musa, that God gave the individual, gave mankind, that he should bring it to completion. L'chein heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, habari osanam b'mitzvah tzitzis. And that's why God gave us tzitzis. L'horos ki hametzias hi beged. The beged itself, in the sense, is to look at, that is the world. Shemishnei tzedot avi yeshadayin chutim shadayin lo n'argo. L'chein tzorech gedil v'anaf. The strings that are hanging down represent that man looks at the day, may he makes his decisions, his bechira. The Yetzahara, which overcomes us every day, in Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, and Yochalo, we couldn't succeed. The Gambaze Yehi and Eric Kitsas Mashem Yisbarach. Umisi Yosu Eloki, when God helps us, the Misa'er Lefola Taher, helps us to become pure. The Ato Ben Adam, Hachain Levavacha Levli Lechet 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 Akareya Ein Valev. And man is concerned, don't walk after your eyes. Ula Seis Resim Ba'ad Hatayvas Achumrios, Ula Dabeg Mashem Yisbarach. Rather be dovek in Kaddish Baruch Hu. Uvechol dovem mechalkei habriya yasa mitzvah mekasheres. Oschol Hashem Yisbarach. Every aspect of the Bria. Yasa mitzvahs. When you do your mitzvahs, it ties you to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Uchemamram betoras kohanim. Ein lecha dovem she'ein bo mitzvah lemakam. There's nothing. There's no aspect in the world that there's no mitzvah. And you, man, atah ben adam, im ta'arog es habriya tiyaseh shutuf, l'Hashem yisparach b'maisa b'resha. If you tie up the loose ends, I'm using my own terminology, but that's what he seems to be saying, atah ben adam, im ta'arog es habriya tiyaseh shutuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you begin, if you tie the loose ends, that's what the tzitzis are representing. You become a shutuf b'maisa habreishis, in creation of the world. Zer she'omer Sanhedrin osik b'Torah l'shma. What does it mean? Ki ilu bana platron shamalo shamata. It's as if you're creating the castles, the perfect building upstairs and downstairs. Shenemel and Torah shemayim v'liyaser aretz. Uvelomar ulai yesh lomar alhach v'asisim l'sam v'asisim itam ki ilu osolatzma. So the Meshech Chachmah explains that the whole concept of tzitzis is more than just simply looking at it and remembering that you were a Jew, you have to be Shomer Torah or Mitzvahs, and to be able to miskaber, to override Yetzer Hara. It's more than that. The tzitzis, the fact that there are strings, it shows an incompletion and reminds man of his task. It's not simply that you're being following the Derech Hashem, but in your following the Derech Hashem to understand your universal calling, your calling to create and to complete even the world of nature. So much really to talk about it, to speak about this idea, but it's not the idea I wanted to focus on, but this universal call, meaning that part of us is to be a shutuf in the end with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Mahu rachum afatah rachum. Imesh yodeyu, of imitating God in all aspects of the world. Poseach ish yodecho masbiya l'chol chai rotzon. Just one idea, there's the OU itself is collecting money in order to help all of the tragic circumstances in India. It's an important tachlis and an important purpose to really, for the Jew to understand he's part of this world. And if there is part of mankind that is suffering, then we have to be there to help them, wherever they are. And also just the idea that we're part of the world of the saving of nature. You know, sometimes we walk around and we see that, you know, all right, you know, why do we have to be involved with the environment? You see, of course we have to be involved with the environment, of saving the environment. We are the ones who are given this particular and special task. We are the ones who receive the Torah. And the Torah itself is the word, is the Dvar Hashem that is necessary in order to complete the world in total. So now let's go back to the beginning of the parsha. And the parsha starts off with Shlach Lecha and Hashem Yisuros Eretz Kenan. Ashani no sein lebnei Yisrael ish echad v'ish echad l'mate yavosav tishuchu kol nesivahem. And then we talk about all of the names, all of the people who were sent out. Al pi Hashem kula manashim rashi b'nei Yisrael heima. Hema Shemosam Lamate Ruuvein, Shamu ben Zakur Lamate Shimon, Shefer ben Bchuri, and discusses all of the all of the individual names that were chosen. But Yishlachos Moshe Losuris Eretz Kenan, Vayomalim Aluze Banegev, Vaalisam Esahar. Very strange statement. Vaalisam Esahar. What is that? Is not just go up to the heights, go up to a mountain, find the mountain, go to the top, and you can look down and you can see all of Eretz Yisrael. But it says Har, a particular mountain. So Soloveitchik explains as follows. In telling them how to travel, Moshe revealed to the explorers the reason he was sending them and the purpose of their mission. To understand this, you must turn back to the story of Yosef being sent by Yaakov to inquire about the welfare of his brothers in Shechem. So Yaakov sent Yosef from the valley of Hebron, the Emek Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Rashi comments, but was not Hebron situated on a hill, as it is said? they went up to the south and he came to Hebron? Rather, the meaning is that Yaakov sent him in consequence of the necessity of bringing into operation the profound thought of the righteous man who was buried in Hebron, in order that there might be fulfilled that which was spoken to Abraham. The Medrash saw great symbolism in the words Emek Hebron. In a valley surrounded by towering mountains, one can see very little. He lives in shadows, his field of vision is limited. However, a person standing on the peak of the mountain can encompass a large area with a single glance. Yaakov did not just send Yosef. He accompanied him part of the road and then down the slope into the depression of Hebron. Jacob was completely unaware of the consequences his errand would produce. He was in a valley. He did not see far enough. His intuition, his outlook, his glance usually embraced enormous areas, but not this time. Not on that day. Had Yaakov had the incisive intuition, he would never have sent Yosef at all. Yaakov knew very well that Yosef was disliked. To send Yosef to Shechem to inquire about the health and welfare of his brothers was foolhardy. But Yaakov was in the valley of an Emek HaChevron. Had he been at the peak of the mountain as he usually was, had he been inspired that day, he would never have lost Yosef. But he descended with Yosef from the peak of the mountain into the valley, into the depression, and his view became obscured. His Yosef, he sent Yosef, and in sending Yosef, he also precipitated Golas Mitzrayim. The history of the Jewish exile started the very moment Yaakov turned his back on Yosef. And now Moshe said, we are elected to carry out another assignment, a much more pleasant and joyful one. We are elected to climb up the mount, to stop on its peak and cast a searching glance. We belong not to the waiting generations, but to the fulfilling generation. That is what Moses said to 12 would-be explorers. Yaakov came down to the mount. You go up to the mount. You will see something which Yaakov did not see. You will see that the people are returning to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe told them to travel via the Negev. The Negev is the cradle of Jewish history, the covenant between the pieces, Bris Ben Abisarim. Most probably took place in the Negev. The Negev pulled Abraham. This is the spot where the great covenant was concluded between God and man and land. Now, said Moshe, go and reverse Yaakov's movement. Go not from the peak of the mountain into depression, but from the valley into the peak of the mount. And when you stand at the peak of the mount, see what kind of land it is. This is not a question, but a prediction. You will see what the land is. You will encounter a great vision, a wondrous spectacle. You will realize the link between God and the land and understand that there is perfect harmony and eternal bond. You will understand the quality and the essence of the land that is abode in the Shekhinah, that only there can people realize their great potential. You will see that the land is worthy of our sacrifices, our waiting, our faith, our hope. The uniqueness and the singularity of Eretz Yisrael can somehow be united with the element of Segula, the uniqueness and singularity of the people. Moshe was begging them. Moshe was telling them. Moshe was expressing to them the uniqueness of purpose. They had a purpose in this world, as the Meshech Chachma was describing in Tzitzis, to come to completion, to show the completion of the world, to bring the world to completion. So now let us begin with the beautiful thought in the Me'ein Beis HaShoeva, where Schwab says as follows. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe le'emah shlach lecha na'ashem v'yusuris ha'aretz kenan. Rashi lo min nismechu parshas Meraglim l'parshas Miriam. Why is the parshas of Meraglim next to the parshas of Miriam? L'fi shaloksa al iksei iskei dibo shedibro ba'achim b'achel u'rishom halolo ro'u v'lolochem musar. Miriam, who spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, and these Rishon, they saw what happened, but didn't take a Musar. Mashim in the Devaru she'ikar ha'tavia al ha'meraglim ha'isa machmas shelo lachu mutzer mimaisa Miriam below shelo nisharu me'isa lashon hara. He points out, he says, it sounds from Rashi's lashon is that they didn't take the mutzer. Not the fact that they were talking lashon hara, but there was a particular mussar that you should have learned from the experience in Miriam. Not from the general idea of lashon hara haklalut, shahayim musharva omdim bo, avteramais in Miriam. Always the lashon hara was always asar. Umuchach mizeh shahayim ezeh chiddush. The dina be isura de lashon hara shahayim yicholim lamo mimais in Miriam. This particular Chiddush, you should have learned. Shelo ha'yoyodim mekodem lachem. Hine lashon hara hu memisva shebein adam l'chavero. Ve'iku yisuro hu machma sha'al yodo mazikim u'pogim b'misha medabra molov. Lashon hara. The essence of lashon hara is that it is destroying the person. It hurts the person who you're speaking of. Vim ken yotze l'chora shebeli hatzar v'elbom v'hezek amegia. And therefore it would seem that even when you tell lashon hara on an individual and there is no pigia, in other words, there's no embarrassment to that in person, nevertheless, you're over lashon hara. The misha medamrum of ein makam l'shmiras halashon. So if I happen to speak against rocks and trees, so you're not over lashon hara. The tree has no feelings. Ki einam bali harigash lehitzdar bel bonum. Uvisvarazu tzadku hamaraglam es dibasam beinei yatzmam. They understood they're right. They didn't think that they were saying any lashon hara. The nasusam keheta, but amram eza album b'tzay yagila eres kenana yedesh nisabe b'gnusa. Why can't we speak against a land? Im kain ein sipurano b'gnusa eres neklau be'isul lashon hara. The yazeh hodiyanu chazal. And they should have learned from Miriam. When you're speaking against the holiness of the Kedusha of Eretz Israel, even though it's an inanimate object, nevertheless you're over in Issur Lashon Hara. Shadibra Mirva Aram Moshe Achia Machriz HaKosav Yomer Barish Moshe Onam Ma'od. And that's what it means. Moshe was an honor. He was humble. It didn't bother him. Hainu Shemach Mas Tachunas Navsho Lo Avru Al Isser Shal Stam Lashon Hara. So why? They weren't over the Lashon Hara. Stam. Ki Lo Hirgish Be'albona Klau Mach Mas Rov Avin Lusano. He didn't feel anything. It didn't bother him.
As
if they were talking about a rock. Nevertheless, it was a chetzer to kedusha. And you also to do shekivan sheshem shemayim alav harei kol hapogeya bo uchvodo ki ilu pogeya b'chavod balo yisparach. It's as if you're speaking against God. Remembering the Meshach Chachma, it fits in so beautifully. When you speak against his creation, you're speaking against God. You're speaking against the world. You're also speaking against your purpose in the world. To be a shutuf, to be a partner, to create. Uchametiach devarim kapei malo. V'zuia tolcha chashamar hakadosh baruch hu l'Miriam v'Aaron. Shimonah devarei imi yenaviyechem lochein adi Moshe b'chol beisi nemanu. That's what he's saying to them. Listen to me. You didn't see the difference between you and Moshe. Pe'el pe'adaber. Soloveitchik points out, it's a continuum. The Parshas Baloscha. Parshas Baloscha is in really in three Parshias, but it is the beginning of the end. It is the beginning of the tragic end to a mission of Klal Yisrael. They had a purpose. They were in Golos Mitzrayim, on the 49th level of Tuma. They were brought out. They were brought out with Nisim and the flows. They were given the Aseres HaDibros. They were given the Torah. They were given the task now of coming into Eretz Yisrael. And there would have been Yemei HaMashiach, the times of Mashiach, to change and to create and to perfect the world. And all of a sudden there was the Mesonim. Those who lacked Hakaras HaTov, those who gave in to their Taiva. And then there was the story of Miriam. Miriam who did not understand the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Uniqueness of his Nevuah. And therefore they didn't understand the uniqueness by mocking Moshe. You decline the people saw it in themselves. They no longer saw the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. Of their own mission, their own purpose. And when you don't see the purpose, you don't see the greatness in yourself, in your own mission, in your own purpose in this world, then failure follows. Utmunus Hashem yapid hare lachem golden madregas Moshe Rabbeinu. Madu lo yiratzim ledivrei Eved. Why weren't you afraid of my Eved, Moshe? V'hoye lachem levon pichem. So the Rav Soloveitchik explained, and I'm quoting here from Rav Schwab. But at this moment, the fact that Rav explains is that the fact that they didn't see the greatness in in Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't see the greatness in themselves, and therefore everything started to unravel. The Chayin Eretz Yisrael he chetzu to kedusha. That is the idea of the Lashon Hara. More than just simply a Lashon Hara speaking against, but understanding the Musar of Lashon Hara. Part of also the Isser of Lashon Hara is talking about yourself. We are like grasshoppers. Who are we? Who is Klal Yisrael? Who are the Jewish people? That was the message that the Meraglim were giving over against Klal Yisrael, and they were crying. Why were they crying? There was an interesting Ran, the Drushes Haran, I think it's in Perek Yud Aleph. When Klal Yisrael comes to Shmuel, and they say, give us a king. We're ready now, give us a king. And he gets very upset with them. Why are you asking for a king at this point? Why are you asking for a melech? And he thought that it was an attack on him. And he turns into Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an attack on you, it's an attack on me. And the Ran explains something magnificent. Why did Klal Yisrael all of a sudden come over now? They want to be like all the Goyim. And it was after Muhammad, which they were successful. And the Ran explains, because Klal Yisrael didn't believe in themselves. They thought all of the miracles that were occurring was because of Shmuel HaNavi. And they went to Shmuel HaNavi and they said, but we know. We know that you're not going to be here forever. And what's going to be when you leave, when you die, you pass away? Who's going to take over for you? We're not worthy of all these miracles. We're not worthy of all this success. Therefore, give us a king. The greatest chait of Klal Yisrael is when they don't believe in themselves and in their mission. That's what the Ran was explaining there, and that was the great tragedy of Klal Yisrael here. One more piece from Rabbi Schwab. He says, Shlach lecha Hashem Yisurus Eretz Kanan. Rashi says, Shlach lecha ledatcha, for your mind. Ani ani mitzav lecha, im tetzes, I don't tell you to do it. If you want to do, you do it. Lefi shabal Yisrael v'omru, v'nishalcha an Hashem lefaneinu. So Moshe nun b'shchina amra kadosh baruch, ani amarti lehem shehitova. I told you it's good. V'yesh lavin mechivin she'amar lehem kadosh baruch shehitova hi. Now that Moshe says it's good, but why did Moshe pray and ask? L'shloach meradim. Uvi Yosef tzarachin lama lo tafas Moshe Rabbeinu darcho shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lomar lehem lebnei Yisrael shelchu lechem ledarchem. Why did Moshe and Rabbeinu and do this? Uvi einai eina etzi utza, which is that it's not a good idea. Odi she'ayin shekang siv. By Yishach Hazom Moshe Kulam Anashim, Upe Rishar She Kol Anashim Shebemikra Lashon Chashivas, the Osa Shok Shem. They were kosher then. They were good. They were gedolim at that moment. Ula Halan Hu Omer, the Yelchu VaYavo VaHevi Rashi Diri Chazal Makash Alichasam BeYosam, Ma BeYosam BeEitzara. Just as they came with an Eitzara, Afal Lichasam BeEitzara. They went with an Eitzara, with an evil desire. The Satri Hadadi, I don't understand. She'im halichasan haya eitz hashliach. Ha'isa be'eitzara. If you're telling me when they went there was an Eitzara, eich eshel lo'alehim shekshem, so why did he say they were kosher? So he says, hinei yeshnei mini bitachon b'Hashem. There are two different ways of believing in God, having bitachon. Habitachon b'stom sosim ha'ayin, you closed eyes. I'm not worried about the future. Everything God tells me to do is for good. And then you look back and say, okay, this is what happened, this is why. And that's how most people live. And then there's the second, min bitachon lemalam and arishon, even greater than the first. Hu abitachon be'enei pekicha dahainu shebe'eis asiyas eis a mitzvah ochiyav. When any person does a mitzvah, or is mechayim something, ein asiyasa b'tzmimas elahu roas hanolad. He sees the aftermath. He sees what's going to occur. And he sees very well. Give me a lot of stumbling blocks when I go down this derech. And nevertheless, he follows this derech. L'hisgaber ala sakonos v'nisyonos. And I'm going down this derech, even though I know there are going to be so many nisyonos. Ugedola hi derech hashniyah min harishona b'zeh. Shabateach mesuk Hashem. But this is greater than the first derech. Tzorech lahag bekoch bitchuno mi'ala da'gosav ul'hashkitam. He knows he has to bring to fore all of his kochos to succeed. Shederach zemus ukenes yosef shari yitachin shein and tzuachayde nisyanos shadago pachad. He knows it's a very difficult derech. He knows of all the worries. He knows of the potentials, all of the falls. Below yiskaber lehem b'yavachavase. He knows that he could fail. Nevertheless, bitachon gezum matam lebali madrega. Eina kadosh baruch hu domi monokim bitachon shestamayim. It's true, the average man, God is simply asking to go by the first derech. But the greater derech is a second manner. V'zeh, Yahil Ora Masha Hoysa Kavanosim Shebnei Yisrael. They wanted to send Kedei Lahagiyah Ladregas HaBitochon She'ena Bekiso. They wanted to be the second. V'hainu L'das B'idiyah Berura Kol HaNisyonos Vaskamos V'almachamos HaTzmunim B'kibash Aretz. They want to overcome it. The machmas abesuros arose. You must be born. The year by yadam yasimu b'shem miftachem shemeshem elakenu nidgolas oschayil. They wanted to know what was in front of them. But they weren't on that level. Lefichach matzino shemaragam shemam nechshulu omru alei nala v'yoshenu osoki yachu nechla. Only Yeshua and Kalev, they were able to see this. He said, I know of all the issues. They didn't deny everything the other Meraglim was saying. We can succeed. Do you know who we are? Do you know the possibility of what we can accomplish? Who Klal Yisrael is? Atem, al tiru im ama aretz. Ki lochanu hem sar telemi aleyem v'ashem itanu. Don't be worried. But they didn't listen to the eitzah of the others. What are the others that they saw once they saw the possibility of failure? They wanted to go back. They didn't want to go forward. They wanted to live their life. And that was the end. The end was that what was the greatest tragedy? They didn't see their own Iker. They didn't see their own purpose in life. That's the idea. In fact, that was the idea of the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Mekoshesh Eitzim was when Klal Yisrael said, I wanted to do it in order to show them there is still a purpose of Shemiras HaShabbos. The people were lost. They said, what's going to be? We have no purpose anywhere in life. Mekoshesh Eitzim gave up his life to show them there is a purpose. You still have the purpose, even though now you failed. Don't give up. Don't stop. Now's the time to stand up again. Now is the time to recreate. The tzitzis represented the idea for the Jew, for Klal Yisrael. The strings represent imperfection. And our job is to perfect. Our job is to complete. Our job is to be a shittah for the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that, indeed, I believe, is the message of Parsha Shlach. Parsha Shlach, which is, in the sense, a Parsha to cry through. Because it's the realization that all of the dreams, the aspirations of Moshe Rabbeinu, and really of Klal Yisrael, of the Dor HaMidbar, comes crashing down. Quite often in our life, that's what occurs. We have dreams. Not all dreams come true. And some of our dreams come crashing down. And you begin to wonder, my own purpose, my own mahalach, what can I accomplish in life? And the tzitzis represent to us to begin anew, to realize our own uniqueness, our own purpose in life. Yehi Ratzon the Klal Yisrael, as a whole, should realize the great task that we are given. Everything we do, we represent Torah. When a person acts in a certain way and it creates a Chil Hashem, well, we have to understand when it creates a Chil Hashem, it destroys, it impedes, it stops us from creating, of being that Shutuf, and perfecting the world. We have to stop thinking that an individual Jew, when he says something in West Hempstead, when he says something in the Upper East Side, when he says something or he does an action in one area of the world, it affects the entire world. It affects the entire Bria. Because all of us together, when we act in unison, when we act in a certain way, we realize that our job is to perfect the Kaddish, perfect the creation, to bring the world to completion. The man would watch everything he says and he does. He won't speak Lashon Hara against another individual, another Jew, especially another Jew, and won't speak Lashon Hara against himself. When you speak Lashon Hara against yourself, you're denying your ability to be a shutuf with the Kaddish Baruch Hu.